Now, here's an interesting one for families listening this afternoon. Every parent will swear black and blue that they don't favour one of their children. But a new study has found that is a lie. US researchers say they've found mothers favour their daughters and fathers favour their sons. In four different experiments, mums were more likely to choose to spend money on or give gifts to their little girls, and the same goes for dads with boys. I wonder what Aussie parents think about this. Liz Paul is a family therapist and she joins us on the line. Liz, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I can already imagine there will be some sideways glances going on right now as families return from school holiday fun in the vehicle, so you just got to keep that in mind. Is this a surprise? I've got to admit, and you're the expert here, I'm surprised by this. Are you?
No, I'm not surprised at all. Look, Ben, this is not saying that they love one more than the other. It's just saying there's an unconscious bias there. And there is an unconscious bias with a lot of us. And it's natural for us as parents to understand the child of our own sex. So, you know, when it comes down to, you know, family arguments, frequently we'll have a bit of a bias because we'll understand what you might understand what your son's going through, or I might understand what my daughter's going through. And so we step up and we'll say, hey, you know, come on, you know, give her a break, you know, because of this or because of that. And it's just natural empathy for having walked in the shoes of the same sex.
Yeah, but from anecdotal stories and evidence, you always hear about, oh, he's mummy's boy, you know, mummy's always looking after the young bloke, and, oh, there's daddy's girl, you know, whatever she wants, daddy's going to make it happen for her.
Yeah, anecdotally, that's correct. And I think, obviously, sometimes what happens is we do overstretch the mark and start spoiling the child that we sort of find it harder to maybe understand a little bit sometimes. And sometimes it's just easier, we don't really understand, so let's just spoil them because then we're not going to make a mistake, you know. And that can also be just a little bit like, I don't really understand, I'm going to leave it with mum, I'll take the easy option out here and just say yes to everything.
Now, this study is looking at money, but do we think that there's also a bias with the amount of time each parent spends with their children?
I personally do, and I see a bit of this in the rooms. And I read the study after I was talking to someone a bit earlier today. And yes, I think time-wise, what happens, we're a really busy society. And as we know, we're all running around with our children on weekends. And it becomes a bit of a divide and conquer. And so what we say is, look, you do the netball. Why? Because mum understands netball, likes it, or, you know, has a natural affinity there, and it's great. And I'll do the footy. Why? Because I like to go to the footy because I was a good football player myself, and I understand it, and I can bond with my son and talk about that. And I can talk, you know, rubbish with the men on the side, you know, and have a good afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's fun because we understand it and we naturally, you know, can step into our son or daughter's shoes, and we can enjoy maybe a pastime we enjoyed, and maybe we can hope for better things for our own child, our own wishes.
If it is the case that fathers favour sons and mothers favour daughters, is there anything wrong with it?
No.
Is it causing any problems in the family?
It can. So, firstly, no, it's not. It's not, but we've got to be aware of it. It only becomes a problem when there's no awareness around it. And what happens is, because you're spending a lot of time with your daughter at netball or a lot of time with your, you know, son, and you're driving to and from, there's a lot of bonding time there. So there's a lot of time to communicate, to pick up conversation. And so consequently, you start to have a much closer sort of connection because you've got more to talk about. It's as simple as that. It's got nothing to do with love. So what we're saying here is, if both children are getting good amounts of really good quality time with one or both parents, they're usually pretty happy because they know it's divide and conquer.
All right, I want to hear from the mums and dads as they are travelling home this afternoon from school holidays, and the sons and daughters. Liz, I'll leave it there. We'll talk again. Thank you for coming on.
Okay.
Good on you. Family therapist, Liz Paul.